The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre began back on the 8th of June 2001. It began as a TAFE class project. It was established in a space of 8 weeks with a group of students who were learning to be welfare workers. And the idea at the time was to teach people, young people, that even as a student, you could change the world, that you don't need a piece of paper, and you don't need years of experience out there, you just need passion, an idea, and a willingness to have a go. The greatest career highlight for me would be two things. One, personally, it would have been spending the last 20 years fighting for what I'm passionate about and doing the best I possibly can and not compromising my integrity and my principles and actually standing for what I believe in. And I think that's the thing I'm probably most proudest about. It's not any piece of paper or any position that I have, it's actually being true to myself. And the second thing would be the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. The 10 years, the 7,000 people that it's assisted, and the difference it's made to the lives of thousands of people, and to be part of that, they would be the two highlights of my career. What keeps me motivated after 10 years, because working with asylum seekers, you see the best and the worst in people. You see the worst of our government and the worst of our leaders, and you see the best of the compassion of the community and the best of the extraordinary people who come seeking asylum. And what keeps me going is perspective. What keeps me going is remembering what life is actually about. Life is precious. It's important to take a stand for something that you care about. I'm working with people who it is life and death for them. And what keeps me going is my passion for human rights, my compassion for humanity, my desire to actually want to make some sort of difference in life, and understanding what a rare gift and opportunity it is to actually have the privilege and opportunity to spend my life doing something that I love. And that's what keeps me going. I think what I took away from my experience of studying at La Trobe is really my passion and love of education. I think, like, I grew up in a family where both my parents were so poor that neither got to even finish primary school. And my first experience of higher education, the first one in my family to go to university, was that opportunity to get that education. And I think that was the greatest experience there, was actually having that opportunity, the pride that it brought to my family, and knowing that from here, my career would begin, and knowing from here, doors would open and opportunities would begin for me. The best advice I could give to people who are just starting out is follow your heart, follow your passion, don't compromise. The world is full of people, and it sounds like a cliche, but it's so damn true, that will tell you what you can't do, and very few people will sit there and nurture and encourage you about what you can do. Your potential is limitless. You can be anything, you can do anything. And there won't be many people that will tell you that in life, and there won't be many people that will back you, but the ones that do, they're the people to listen to. But more than anything else, listen to yourself. You've got one chance at this life. Make it count for something. Ask yourself at the end of it, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want your footprint of humanity to be on this world? You want it to be something beautiful, don't you? So that's what I say to people.